Hello, I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligation under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of that discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make during this meeting. Thank you. So we will now go on to item two. Any declarations of interest or any apologies as well?
Yeah, Chair, we have apologies from Councillors McAteer, O'Hare and Taylor, and Conor Mallon as well.
Thanks. Well, any other apologies from the floor? Yes.
Chair, apology for Councillor Henry Riley at the declaration of interest in item number 17.
Thank you for that, Councillor Lewis. Any other declarations of interest as well from the floor? Oh, that's fine. We'll move on to item number three then, which is the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee meeting held on the 13th of June 2024. Is there any comments or questions from the floor? So, can I get a proposer and a seconder then, please?
I'll be a proposed, Chair.
Yeah. And a seconder from Councillor Enright. Thank you. So we will now move on to item number four, which is the Newry Morne Down District Council corporate plan. This is an item for decision, and I will hand over to Colin Moffat, please. 2 seconds. You go on ahead, Mike.
All right. Sorry. The purpose of this report is to consider and agree the attached corporate plan 24 to 27, which has been developed given consideration to a resident survey, as well as consultation with council employees, senior management, elected reps, and also a 12-week public consultation.
Right, thank you, Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, early in the year, we didn't adopt this report because it didn't have a section on climate change and sustainability. I'm delighted to say now on page 24, we do have such an inclusion, so I'd be quite happy to propose it. I would, however, request one additional change be made. In 2019, we passed a motion on climate change emergency, which is reflected here, but we also passed a second motion seeking to amend the current development plan to reflect climate emergency. I'm requesting 9 additional words be added to it. It does say, part of it, develop and implement the local development plan. I'm suggesting we add on and amend the current area plan to reflect climate change. And it would also reflect that motion we passed in 2019. So, that's my proposal, Chair.
Chair, just in relation to the Councillor Enright, he's asking that we affect climate change in the current area plan. The current area plan is being reviewed as part of the local development plan, so it wouldn't be appropriate to put that word in. It has previous. I would also like to get sight of the notice of motion and the details surrounding that, and any amendments also. But I would refer to members to the, you have the corporate plan and then you have your director plans, and within the director plans we are referring to sustainability, the climate change plans and the various different elements that fall below that. And the local development plan is also addressed within the ERT director plan as well.
Chair, the reason why we put the motion about amending the area plan in 2019 was because of the difficulties we were having in planning decisions, where the overwhelming number of renewable energy applications were being rejected because the planners were not allowed to consider a climate change emergency under the current plan. When we put the motion in 2019, we copied what was going on in England, where English councils were amending their area plans to include a simple planning statement acknowledging climate change. It's a statement that would need to go to public consultation before being adopted by council. And it would then permit planners to take into account climate change emergency, along with a long list of other issues when they're making their decisions.
Sure. Again, you know, legislatively, England is very different to Northern Ireland in relation to planning. Whilst I acknowledge the issues around climate change in the area plan and applications for that, the area plan is being viewed as part of the development of the new local development plan. I have just looked at the notice of motion, but I haven't had a chance to read it, but I think it's more appropriately addressed within the director plan. I would also suggest that if the notice of motion had been successful to amend the area plan, we would have done so.
I'm just going to bring Councillor Sharvin in here before we progress.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And look, I understand the point of view Councillor Enright is coming from. I think, as for many of us that have been on council, the corporate plan is reviewed and updated every year, and considerations be given to that. But given the area plan itself is not completed, I don't think it's an appropriate time for us to reflect that until a completed product has been produced, for us to fully appreciate it within our corporate plan itself. So I don't think we should do it now, but I do see the merits that Councillor Enright's reason.
Can I just bring Councillor Lewis in first, just in the queuing system? Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I also would say the merits of adding this in, but just for clarification, what date will the area plan be complete at, please?
Chair, I don't have the dates in front of me, and I'm just off the top of my head, but can certainly check. But there is a process that has to go through and has to go through, etc. Just as well, Sarah has been checking for me, and there was a notice of motion which was planning. My understanding is that Councillor Enright did not attend that meeting for planning, and it was actually referred to the local development plan working group. So I would again reiterate the point, it wouldn't be appropriate to amend the current area plan. It's something that we would consider within the development of a new local development plan. And as I say, it's carried within the director's business.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that we do amend the proposed development plan that will be eventually adopted. I'm suggesting the existing area plan by the adoption of a simple planning statement. It's quite within the law for us to do so. And all we're doing is we're saying to the planners, it is all right for you to consider climate change emergency when making decisions.
I'll just take in Councillor Hanlon first.
Yeah, just for clarity, for our own knowledge, surely planners would take that into consideration through the consultees process. You know, consultations to NIEA and whatever other agencies. Surely that's part of the planning process. And I suppose, say, Councillor Enright has his hand up, but, you know, if you didn't attend the meeting, then you've maybe missed out on a discussion that has already taken place. I'm not on the planning committee, so I don't know what would have. But when will that meeting for the local development plan working group or whatever it was you mentioned there, when's that happening?
Sure, that would have happened. Well, quite a while ago, and we would have to go back and refer to the minutes. I would suggest that this is for to refer this matter back into the planning commission. I don't believe the current area plan discussed, and if it had been the case and had been agreed at the time, the council as per the notice, but that doesn't and hasn't happened. So I would be suggesting that we refer back into planning, which I know it already has been considered. And then we can table it back through. Amend as suggested by
Chair, I'd refer you to the meeting to discuss the Hilltown wind farm, when Anthony McKay made it clear at that meeting that he and his team were not allowed to take climate change emergency into account in the decision over the wind farm at Hilltown because we had not written it into the area plan. And Anthony suggested that we amend the area plan, the current area plan, to take into account climate change. Now, it wouldn't have meant that the Hilltown wind farm would have passed, far from it, but it would have been one of the things the planners could have taken into account had we amended the current area plan.
Chair, can I just check from a conflict of interest for people that are on planning, given this is in discussion of policy in relation to planning, should the planning members excuse themselves from this discussion?
Chair, I'm going to say to members, this is considered by the planning and DRT. I cannot comment on what Councillor Enright is saying. I would like to check the information that has been reported. That's what we have to hand is that Councillor Enright was not available for the meeting that discussed the notice of motion. It went to the local development plan working group. We look at that and see what. I would also just say that Councillor Enright has referred to an officer more than officer. I would again like to just check that that is what was commented upon, because I think as Councillor Hanlon has rightly referred, whilst climate change emergency is not referred to in the local area plan, the planning department will always refer things through the various.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Sharman,
did you want to come up?
To move the matter on, Councillor Enright has made a similar proposal, but I haven't heard a seconder, so he needs a seconder, and then we need a vote, I assume.
I'd be happy to second it, but I don't know if member, but we'll have to go to a vote then.
I want clarification what we're exactly voting on and what relevance it has to any committee or council procedure or policy at the minute. And I know Councillor Enright has referred to the Hilltown Wind Farm application, and from my recollection, that application didn't go through. So obviously, the climate emergency was taken into consideration by members with that. Am I wrong? You're shaking your head, Councillor Enright.
Can I suggest that this particular application is not one that we're here to consider tonight? I don't think it's appropriate for Council to get in to a discussion regarding the application itself. It is an ongoing and live application that is with the department. I don't think it forms part of this discussion and is relevant. The question here tonight is, do you want to amend your area plan? The actual thing that is tabled tonight is the Council's corporate plan, and we're asking for approval to publish the corporate plan as has been consulted on, as has been considered by Council, and was amended appropriately by Council when requested at that time.
Councillor Byrne, want to come in?
Yeah, I just wanted clarity. Councillor Hunt was asked clarity as well. On the process, obviously we've got a proposer and seconder, but the notice of motion that we're talking about, amending the area plan, had went through the proper channels. I was at the planning meeting that we had the discussion. It has now been forwarded to the local development team. That is how we do business in this council. Are we seriously saying that we're going to have a proposer and seconder to update something without the knowledge of what was discussed in both those forums, or making contact with the LDP team to see what came out of that notice of motion? Because if that's the case, I mean, why don't we bring notices of motions, not turn up to anything, and then just go and try and amend things without having that evidence base? That's what the local development team are there for. So I'm quite astonished that in this committee, we're going to be making decisions without actually going back and checking what was the outcome from what we had asked officers to go and do. So we don't even have that information. And Chair, I'd ask, as seconder and Cadogan, as proposer, do you have knowledge of what took place in that meeting on the notice of motion? Do you have knowledge of what the LDP team came back with? Or are you blindly going forward without that information that you sought? Because I think that's a dangerous precedent.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. I haven't read the minutes from that meeting, but I do understand that adding climate emergency to our planning policy is a good action towards trying to tackle the climate emergency, and I can understand the merit behind Councillor Enright's proposal.
Just to make it crystal clear, We've asked officers to go away and do a bit of work on the notice of motion.
Yeah.
And we're content to move forward without even reading one word of what those officers went and discussed. Is that the case that's in front of us? And what is the process here for going ahead and doing that?
Sure. I think the two things are being completed. The issue, as councillor, I rightly said, you know, the matter of climate emergency is the appropriate place to do that is in the development of the new development plan. I have, Sarah is very efficient and has forwarded me lots of documentation here in relation to this. It has been discussed in some detail. And there was actions agreed. I think it would be appropriate for council to refer to those again through the appropriate committees, being ERT and the planning committee. I don't think it's appropriate for this to be discussed and considered tonight in this format, because it needs to refer back to what was agreed at that point. And it also the corporate plan overarching looks at climate emergency, but all of the director plans will take into consideration the appropriate mechanisms. In relation to the actual local development plan itself, that's a process that will be.
Right, so is it, can we take an action then to consider this then at the appropriate committee, and how we could amend that climate emergency into any possible local development plan? I'll take on what councillor is now.
Sure. That's good. Yeah, if you're doing that, you'd need to just.
Well, Chair, I'd be prepared to withdraw the proposal if we can go back and check to see what Anthony McKay said during the discussion of when we had a drawn vote in Hilltown that was at a casting vote of the chairperson to refer it to the regional planning department. I think Anthony McKay told us at that time.
Sir, I have what Anthony McKay said. Sir, just to allow you to.
Mr. Hay advised there was no need to fundamentally. There's no need to fundamentally revise and amend the POP. He advised the POP has identified climate change as a key issue for the district, one that will be increasingly taken into consideration in the preparation of each of the development plan documents of the LDP, which is an ongoing process. To revise and amend the POP is not necessary, it would only set the clock back in the preparation of an LDP for the district, which would be counterproductive.
Content to take that back to relevant committee then. No problem. I would also just like to state with the corporate plan in terms of our party that we do oppose the statement in terms of the progression of the Morton Gateway project in its current form, but we're content to progress with the rest of the, but just like that stated on the minutes. Any other comments, questions? And if not, can I get a proposer and seconder?
So, sorry, Chair. You moved on to a different part of the corporate plan for your party statement. The point of the corporate plan and what was the proposal and second by you, but then seemed to be amended so that the item of the local area development plan. So is that withdrawn or?
Yes, sorry, apologies. I looked to councillor Enright and he agreed with myself to take that away as an action. Sorry, he did nod and I didn't acknowledge that and I should have. I do apologise.
All right.
So that has been taken away as an action to bring to a relevant committee in order to follow that action up. I hope that.
Okay. All right. Then I'm happy to propose the corporate plan as.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Can I get a seconder?
I'm happy to second, Chair.
Yeah, and a seconder from Councillor Lewis. Okay. Thanks, members. We are now moving into closed session. So if I could get a proposer and seconder for that, please.
Happy to propose, Chair.
Yeah, Councillor Lewis, and a seconder, please. Yes, Councillor Mullins. Okay, members. Are we very close? Yes, good, sorry. All right, the following items were taken in closed session. About 2 seconds. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, proposed license of lands at Castle Park, Newcastle for a mobile bank unit on the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Sharwin. It was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined in the officer's report. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Howie, It was agreed that council would contact banking institutions to encourage additional mobile banking hubs across the district. Item 6, renewal of lease in respect of office space at Bessbrook Community Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined within the officer's report. Item 7, surrender and regrant of lease for pitch at Donard Park, Newcastle. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined within the officer's report. Item 8, winter grazing off the dunes at Trella Beach. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined within the officer's report. Item 9, request for easement. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Quinn, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined within the officer's report. Item 10, Monaghan Row. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to exercise the option to extend the lease by 6 months. It was also agreed that officers liaise with the Health Trust regarding access to the building. Item 11, Torella Beach Amenity Building. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to appoint a contractor to deliver the Torella Beach Amenity Building project as outlined in the officer's report. Item 12, civil engineering framework appointment. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to appoint the preferred contractor as Newry Moreland Down District Council civil engineering framework contractor as outlined within the officer's report. Item 13, Ballinhinch Community Centre contractor appointment. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to appoint the preferred contractor to deliver the Ballinhinch Community Centre refurbishment project as detailed in the officer's report. Item 14, theatre conference appointment of IST and civic and regional hub appointment of IST. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne, the following was agreed: to issue intention to award letters to successful tenderers for the theatre, conference, civic and regional hub and public realms as per the tender reports in Appendix 1 and 2 of the officer's report. The appointment of the integrated supply team for the NCCR theatre, conference and civic and regional projects subject to the completion of the necessary standstill periods and planning approvals, to approve Council's contribution as per the officer's report. Item 15, Health and Safety Policy 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to adopt the updated policy and that all members be familiar with and abide by Section 6.2 that references the chairperson and elected members. Item 16, the rate support grant. On proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to write to the Minister expressing the importance of the rate support grant and the risk of reducing the budget. Item 17, fellowship programme request. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to approve the payment of 2/3 by the Council for the fellowship programme, with the caveat that should the member not complete the programme or leave Council within this term, this funding would be reimbursed in full to the Council. Item 18, the Amgen Irish Open. On the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the required budget allocation to support the delivery of the event as set out in the report. Item 19, BRCD annual report. On the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the BRCD annual report for 23-24. Item 20, management accounts. On the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the quarter one of the 24-25 management accounts. Item 21, Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme Board exempt meeting minutes of 12th of April 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the minutes of the session there. Members, just for the following items which are for noting, I'll take them together, which is items 22 to 25. Could I have a proposer and seconder for those papers, please?
Proposed.
Yeah, Councillor Byrne, and a seconder, please.
Second.
Councillor Rice, thank you. And I think that's all, Chair. I'm sure. That's all for me then, and say,